USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a week ago today that George Floyd died while in the custody of four Minneapolis police officers, with one of them kneeling on his neck for nearly 9 minutes as Floyd lay face down handcuffed, saying he couldn't breathe. And it's been 6 nights now of violent protests and riots as a result of it. Vandals spraying graffiti on some national monuments in Washington last night, including the Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial. The only black Republican in the U.S. Senate, South Carolina's Senator Tim Scott, says those who deny there is still systemic racism in America don't know what's going on.
For those who believe that racism is dead and gone and that 99.9% of any group is pure, they're just living in a different universe.
Two Atlanta cops have been fired immediately for allegedly using excessive force while arresting two college students at a protest last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
According to one poll, former Vice President Joe Biden is 10 points ahead of President Trump. It's the ABC News Washington Post survey. In it, 53% of those polled reportedly say they would vote for Biden, just 43% saying they would vote for President Trump. The survey also showing a decrease in the president's approval rating. It was down 8 points since the last survey. This survey was conducted before protesting spread across the nation in response to the death of George Floyd. A tanker truck barreling into a crowd of thousands of protesters who were marching on an interstate bridge in Minneapolis late yesterday afternoon. They scattered and all of them apparently managed to avoid being hurt. Police closed in and took the driver who was injured into custody. They're now investigating how that truck got on the highway, which was closed at the time. A suspect accused of setting fire to the historic courthouse in Nashville during a Saturday night protest has been arrested. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A trio of suspects now facing federal charges for allegedly attacking police officers with Molotov cocktails during weekend violence in New York City. Documents indicate the Brooklyn lawyers Collinford Mattis and Arouj Rahman had explosive components after one of them chucked a Molotov cocktail at an NYPD vehicle. And in another case, Samantha Shader of Catskill, New York, which is north of the city, is charged with allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail at a police vehicle in Brooklyn that had officers inside at the time. President Trump is holding off on the G7 meeting that was scheduled for next month because he says he wants to invite four additional countries' leaders. Trump telling reporters on Air Force One over the weekend the summit won't happen until at least September at the earliest, and he would invite Russia, Australia, India, and South Korea to attend. Trump calling the group of seven largest economies an outdated model. And China says the U.S. is, in its words, addicted to quitting after the president announced his intention to pull out of the World Health Organization, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the withdrawal reveals a pursuit of power politics and unilateralism, the official saying that the international community disagrees with what he calls the selfish behavior of the United States. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.